I'm very, very lucky. My latest book that I published was about the Chinese in Toronto. Well, actually, my latest book is about the Chinese head tax and Exclusion Act. But before that, I've written two books on the history of the Chinese in Toronto. And I always get asked, well, how long did it take you to write this book on the Chinese in Toronto? And I said, well, I've always collected material, mm-hmm. magazine articles, newspaper articles, since I was in high school, and I just have, you know, cabinets full of all these clippings. You do the same thing, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. So, but the real time it took me to write the book was a couple of years. But what was so amazing to me, by then my mother had passed away, because she passed away mm-hmm. in 2002. And I wish, I have one regret, that I wasn't working on this project mm-hmm. when she was still alive, because my mom, up until the time she passed away, sharp as a tack, and memory that you would not, like, just, I was so envious of her memory, because she was like a walking encyclopedia of the history yes. of the people. And not only in Toronto, but in Ontario, you'd say, oh yeah, I was in, you know, Fort Erie, oh yeah, there's a Chinese restaurant there called so-and-so, and that was the Wong family, and, you know, she knew everybody. Yeah. And so for me, when I was doing my research for the history of the Chinese in Toronto, and of course, that would have included the original Chinatown, which was where New City Hall is, and then it moved to where Chinatown is. The major one is at Spadina and Dundas, you know, just in Lily and Smith neighborhood, and then there's one out with Gerard Broadview. So just doing that research, I had so many aha moments, because, mm-hmm. as I mentioned, I grew up in Chinatown, and because my mother and my father also was very active in the Chinese community with the Family Association and with the political organizations at the time, and so many, many things that I had to attend, to go with my parents to Chinese banquets, and we went to the casino and the Victory to watch the Chinese opera and music shows, and so all these things... As I was doing my research, I knew all these important people who had played such a big role in the development of the Chinese community here. Mm-hmm. And I was having all these moments, oh, that's Uncle Harry. I didn't realize that he was the president of this. And, oh, that's my Auntie May. Like, all these people. So it was like history coming alive.
Yeah.
And for me, remembering and then saying, oh, that's what they were doing, and that's why they were so important in the community. Because when I was, growing up, you're just a kid, and everybody looks like they're 6 feet tall when they're really probably shorter than me. But it's just looking up to all these people, but not really knowing they were important, but not knowing why they were important. So for me, learning the history and the background and the hardships that they went through, but at the same time, that they could leave such an impact on our community. And, you know, I'm talking about my mother and her colleagues and all the other people who are so active in the community.
I feel like that when I talk to the elders at my family association, and it's just, you don't realize how much they worked or faced until you talk to them. And sometimes they don't want to talk about it, and it's just a matter of prying it. And it's just, you just have this immense appreciation, and just, I can't describe it. It's just, I think you know what I mean.